proclamation number 6330 dated the August 10th, 1955. Explanation about strokes of fate. The struggle in the spiritual world for people's souls is becoming increasingly more fierce. The world of light is incessantly active to influence people's will, but the forces of darkness do the same, and the human being is far more inclined to comply with the latter's will, because their tendency for matter is strong and these dark powers exert their influence through material goods and pleasures. Whatever can be done in order to detach people's mind from matter is done by the beings of light, often much at the expense of people's suffering, but nevertheless in a spirit of love, only in order to help people. The end, which will disintegrate all material things that people possess, comes ever closer, and then they will have to relinquish everything and will be unable to retain anything. Yet they do not want to believe in the ultimate destruction of earthly possessions. Consequently, prior to it, they must experience time and again the transience of what they strive for with all senses. The beings of light find little access to people's thoughts, and their suggestions are not listened to. That is, people don't spend any time on such thoughts as to be able to be mentally instructed by the beings of light. For this reason, they must be subjected to forcible interventions, so that they start to think about the transience of earthly possessions. And only in this way can you humans explain to yourselves the many strokes of fate which entail the loss of earthly material goods or of human lives as well, in catastrophes or accidents, in all kinds of destructions. All these are merely means which are used by the spiritual world according to divine will. They simply express, in a more profound way, the struggle for the souls which are in grave danger of losing themselves to God's adversary, because they have completely lost themselves to matter, which is their downfall. There is not much time left until the end. Hence, there will also have to be an alarming increase of such strokes of fate which still offer a small probability that they will encourage people to deliberate on them. The battle in the spiritual world is exceptionally fierce, yet the world of light does not fight against the world of darkness. Instead, both fight for people's souls. The human being himself is the object of dispute. The human being himself must decide the battle, and each world uses the means through which it hopes to succeed. All suffering and hardships, all events which have a serious impact on you humans, are means used by the world of light, which only has your best interests at heart, whose love for you only ever does what denotes certain help for you if you don't resist it. Yet a good lifestyle and affluence, earthly joys and worldly pleasures are only every the adversary's means, and you should avoid these and don't delight in their possession. For your lifetime on earth is but short, and then you will have overcome all difficulties. You will be compensated for your arduous life if it resulted in spiritual success for you, so that you voluntarily detached yourselves from matter and your soul acquired spiritual possessions. Don't desire that which very soon will be taken away from you, but gather spiritual possessions which no one can take away from you and which will follow you into eternity. Amen.